Welcome to Boost Power Podcast, inspiration, insights, and ideas for your business and your journey.
Hello, and welcome to Boost Power Podcast. I'm your host, Betsy Wiersma. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and it's going to be a good one now because we are talking to the amazing, the wonderful, the healer, the extraordinary learner, cutting edge health professional, Jerry Keir. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Betsy. Good to be here.
Well, you said this is your first podcast, so watch out.
Okay.
Watch out. The water is fine. Do not worry. Do not fret. So we make these podcasts so that all of you can hear the true stories behind the scenes of great women. And many times you see them on TV, you read their blogs, you see the media about them, and you think, oh my gosh, that was so easy for them. Oh, all they did is just get up, turn over, and turn into Jerry Keir. And so today we want to deep dive into who you are and why you do what you do. So tell everybody a little bit about you, and let's do a snapshot of you, the business leader, because we're kind of focused on things you've learned in your business life. So tell everyone a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, we'll start back when I started my first business. I was a senior in high school, and I started a photography studio, and I did that for 22 years. Then my body broke down because I was treating my body like a machine, was not giving it recovery time, and it was breaking down and had tremors so bad I couldn't hold the camera steady anymore. So I sold my photography studio, not knowing what I was going to be doing, and went to a conference 2 weeks later, and boom, the first nutritional product literally landed in my life out of Canada. Started taking it, and in 22 days, my tremor was gone. So started the path of me becoming a certified natural health provider. And then that landed into becoming a digestive enzyme specialist. And then that landed into also incorporating functional neurology into my nutrition world.
Yeah, everybody's like, what? Okay, so let's go back. So I think one of the most interesting parts to your story, and you can maybe, you know, tell me from your perspective, but I, of course, know a lot about your story, is your breakdown was your breakthrough, right? Yes. So you had this incredibly successful photography business. I will vouch. I will be the voucher. I have seen her work. She wins all the Camp Experience Network photo contests. She is our ringer. But through that breakdown, through getting that tremor, you really found your purpose. So, in the midst of that, tell everybody a little bit about, you know, how did that feel and when did you know that it was actually a blessing to get the tremor?
It was devastating, truly was devastating because I couldn't imagine doing anything different with my life. And so when I was taking photos and I was a wedding photographer and I photographed 60 weddings a year, so I made over $250,000 a year as a wedding photographer. So it was a very nice income. And this was, of course, before digital. So this was film. And when my body broke down, I could no longer hold the camera. It became a reality that I was going to have to sell the studio or move on to something different. And that was my identity. And that was the first big thing. Don't put your identity in what you do because it's not who you are. But that is how I see myself, because when you're 18, you start a business, and then all of a sudden at 40, you have to reinvent yourself. That's a big shocker to the whole system. But then when I sold the studio, 2 weeks after I sold the studio, like I said, I went and I was introduced to these nutritional products, and then literally people dropped into my life to learn how to, you know, actually navigate this nutrition world. And then after the guy who bought my business actually moved out, because he still functioned the business in my house. So it's not real like it really went away. And so then I told him, John, you got to take the business out of here because we're leaving for South Africa. So Greg and I went away. I sold it in July. We went away in October. I came home to an empty studio after spending 2.5 weeks in South Africa. So started my 2-year journey of major depression and who am I and how do I navigate this world now, even though on my fake front face, I was in the world doing nutrition, but it was just, I was still holding on to the comfort zone of what I knew. Then when I started actually helping people to heal and get better and gain their lives back, I gained my life back and realized what a blessing, because I was so self-reliant on photography and I put my identity in it. And that I realized at the age of probably 43, that was really off base and that's not who I was. And so now I give more back to the world, because then I started a nonprofit after that reality hit.
Oh, there's just that. Well, so stop here for a minute though, because I want everyone to hear this story. I think, I don't know, everybody feels like, well, I'm the only one that underneath my fake outside face of keeping it all together, and I'm talking about myself, you know, there are challenges and fears and story that I've made up. And I really admire that you're willing to share with everyone listening that it is dark sometimes, but you do have to keep putting that next foot forward. And I know you found passion in serving others. And so I want you to tell everyone a little bit about your other full-time job, your global job, Education Elevated. Tell them all about that.
Yes. So 12 years ago now, well, in 06, so 14 years ago, it was 12 years ago, I went to Nepal for the first time. But 14 years ago, I met Pem and Moni Sherpa. They're the only people that have been married on top of Mount Everest. He invited me to go to Everest Base Camp. I told him he was smoking crack and I never hike big mountains. And for 3 months, it spun around in my head and decided, okay, I'm going to make this phone call. So I called Pem and said, what do I need to do? He said, put a team together. So then we got talking and I needed to be inspired to actually go to 17,000, you know, 500 feet. And so he said, take on the school, his school. So I backed away and said, well, let me pray about that. And Education Elevated, 3 days later, boom, popped into my brain. Improving education one vertical foot at a time. I secured the domain name that day. I called him. He said, yes, that would be good. And I then went through the process of putting together a 501c3 on my own, because I didn't have the $5,000 for the attorney to do it for me. So I got that done. And then I was going back to South Africa a second time. So that was my motivation to get that off my desk and get those paperwork filed. And exactly 3 months to the day of sending the paperwork in, I was approved and I started raising money. And 3 months later, I went to my first trip and took my first team to Nepal. And we adopted the Changba village where Pem Sherpa is from. And I work on the education.
Well, gosh, let's fast forward now, all these years later. It's really great that the Camp Experience Network, your sisters, have all been able to come alongside and serve with you in Nepal on this wonderful cause of educating these kids. So just give them the stats, just so people can see one step towards something big can turn into something amazing. So just give them the stats now of what Education Elevated has been able to do.
Okay, we have now a hostel. Well, let's back up. Into 2014, we built a brand new school. In 2015, the earthquake knocked it down. So then we built brand new school buildings that are earthquake resistant so that we won't lose any children if another earthquake hits. Not that we lost any because they were on a summer break, which was really good. So we have the new school buildings with the new library, and we have a hostel where 21 girls this year are living. The camp sisters definitely come in full force. It's $600 a girl. They live, or to support them, it's $600 for their school year. They live 1 to 3 hours away. They are 5 to 10 year olds. They do not live with their parents during the school year. Their parents will not allow them to walk every day to school, so they actually move into the hostel. So we support the hostel. We pay for the English teacher's wage. We get their uniforms, we pay for school supplies. So yeah, that little, what do we need to do? Oh my, now it's like 57 children in our school.
Well, I just want you to say along this path, the website address for people to look up about Education Elevated. We'll also list it, of course, on our page.
Okay, educationelevated.org is how you can find my nonprofit, educationelevated.org.
And perhaps you're hearing this and thinking, wow, going to Nepal, I could never do that. That would be me. But maybe we all should be brave and go with Jerry to Nepal. You're listening to Boost Power Podcast with your host, Betsy Wiersma. We will be right back.
You are listening to Boost Power Podcast with your host, Betsy Wiersma. We are part of the Global Sisterhood Podcast Network, women who amplify their voices and are committed to inspiring all people with podcasts on purpose. Enjoy these true stories and proven business tips for your business and your life. Now, back to Boost.
Hi, we're back on Boost Power Podcast with the amazing Jerry Keir. You know, we've been talking about her business path, which had a breakdown really to a breakthrough, and then such flourishing in this whole really non-traditional health field of all the integrated kind of health that you do. So let's talk a little bit about, I think we've seen your passion for health and your purpose to do, you know, good on this earth. But as a woman in business, we want to focus with insights people can learn for their own business. So I want to talk about like three things, if you were telling some listener, three things you've learned along your path, which would be the main things that make you successful.
Main thing, care about your customer. Care about the customer. The customers you have don't cost you anything to keep them. Rebuilding constantly is very costly. Always finding new clients. We always need to find new clients, especially in the natural health world. I don't want people to be completely dependent upon me constantly. They should be moving into getting healthier so that they're not, you know, having to come in every 2 weeks or once a month to see me. And so building, but taking care of and tending to the existing client base and really taking personal interest. It is so huge to take personal interest. Remember people's kids' names and their husband's names, or if they have dogs or whatever. It's just personal service. Just really caring about people. Listening.
Okay, well, we'll call that all a great big number one. And I want to ask a side question, because that's really all customer care, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. But I want to ask a side question. What system do you use to keep track of my dog's name, Oreo and Finn? You know, just wanted to work the dogs in there. But what do you use? You know, I must confess, I'm an old school paper girl and I'm a folder girl. I got called out for that today. But what do you use for all this client detail?
I write it down. And before I see the client or follow up with the client, I read back through everything we discussed in the previous appointments. Anything that's really critically important, I actually carry it through. I'm an old school girl. I mean, I still have a day timer that is actually physical paper. I don't do electronics because I know where my paper is. Electronics can shut down and then I'm totally lost and I can't be lost.
Okay, for all you young people that are in shock and awe that we kill trees, we really recycle the paper when we're done, but we cannot tell a lie. We do write things down. It's a pen. I know you haven't heard of it for a while. Okay, so I'm going to group everything in question one of the three big things. That is customer care. Yeah. I want you to tell people about the innovation side of your business, because the second thing I'm going to call out for you to talk about, because I think it's great for the listeners, is how you stay on the cutting edge of all this new information. And you are constantly learning. You are going all over the world to classes. So talk a little bit about the innovation of being, you know, so on the edge by constantly learning.
Yes, constantly learning. You have to keep your brain constantly engaged. The natural health world, it's constantly changing. There's new research. There's all this new stuff happening. So I have a body balance scanner, which scans the entire body. And then after the scan, it makes a custom formula exactly for what you need in the dose you need right now to take your body's healing to the next phase of health. And so that literally dropped into my life at a chiropractic conference that I go to, because there is a doctor who is part of the Human Genome Project that is an amazing teacher. Everywhere he goes, I want to be at his feet learning. So always learning, because you can always, even if it's the same information, I will always keep learning, because I might not have picked it up the first time, but you can never overlearn. So keep your brain engaged.
Super. Keeping your brain engaged, but also too, you have a tribe of other healing professionals around the world. Yes. And that's something else that I think, as one of your patients and someone who comes to you, I love that, because if we find a problem or a person that has an interesting challenge, you are always someone that has someone to call. So talk a little bit to the listeners about how do you build the trust and the relationships with key people around the country. Because again, I think that's another part of success, especially in a field that has always something innovative and always someone with a challenge no one has heard about.
Right. Well, like Dr. Weber out of Australia, he's an oncology doctor, and so he does specific herbal formulas for oncology, but he's a brilliant man. He helps with Lyme's disease, and he helps with really serious illnesses. So he's always designing new formulas. The guy is 78 years old. Anytime he teaches, I am at his feet when he comes to the United States. But I know if I have a client that has an issue that I just can't sort through it, I can pick up the phone and call Wilhelmina, his assistant, and I get answers, and we can sort through it. So my best teachers are literally in their late 70s now. So they will find you. You seek them out. If you ask, what next? People will start dropping into your life if you keep your eyes open and be willing to book an airline ticket, pay the price to actually go spend time. Like when I spent time with Dr. Loomis, private time with Dr. Loomis. He's Loomis Enzymes. He's been doing enzymes for over 45 years. I booked a private session with him. It was $1,200. So worth it. Because what I learned in that one day with a man who is like called the godfather of enzymes, it was worth a college degree.
And we all benefit, which is so good. We love it when you learn, Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you have your question back and do the third one since I took over the second one with your constant learning. So you did customer care, three things I called you out for, your amazing learning and your worldwide network. What would be the third, you know, usable tip for other people listening to you?
I'm so customer care. I'm like, be available at any time, texting people. See, and that's customer care. I guess that's really what I so function in, that realm.
Well, good. You can stay with two. There's no rules on this show. We make the rules. So customer care, big focus, which really is 100 things.
But, okay, diversifying. So like bringing in the functional neurology. Because the brain, if the brain is not engaging, the stomach, the gut, the health will not happen. So having not just one chiseled out area in the natural health world, that has really, by bringing in the scanner this year and adding the functional neurology, people are seeing such great strides in a short amount of time, because now their body and their brain are engaged and together. And so it's just been amazing.
Well,
so,
see, that goes, that, and that's kind of an extension of innovation also. But, you know, because you're going to these classes, because you're constantly learning, because you got the scanner, then that sent you into that. And then, of course, your whole movement, which is if your body's not moving, then that affects all the different neurology interactive to everything that's going on. So I think everyone here is like, how could she be excited about something now? But we always ask the question, what are you excited about now? Other than, of course, the 15th anniversary of the Camp Experience Network and, of course, your leadership of Education Elevated in your field. But if I ask your heart, what is Jerry excited about now?
I am excited about, well, one thing is finalizing all my neurology classes. They'll be done by March 11th, so 3 years into that process. I'm very excited about that, having that master practitioner program wrapped up. And I am excited about the people I don't even know yet who are going to be coming into my office that I will get to help them find their optimal health. That literally gets me out of bed every day. Who's going to call me? Who will I meet that I can help take to the next level of their goals and what they want to accomplish in their life? Because sick, weak people cannot have successful businesses.
Well, and successful lives. You know, thank you for your process recently where you helped me, you know, get off sugar, which is something I never really paid much attention to until I did. And I just feel like $1 million, and I feel much younger than my 58-year-old self, almost turning 59. Thank you for that. And thank you for all of the love and inspiration and leadership you give to the Camp Experience Network and the Global Sisterhood Network. We are happy to look ahead to a trip to Nepal with you for Education Elevated and to touch more women. Now, the last fun thing we do is just have you pick a card from the Dream Big, Live Big deck, and then just answer the question.
Okay, the Dream Big, it says, list things you are wild about.
Kind of like you've been talking about, yeah.
I am wild about traveling to Nepal, and I am wild about my amazing husband, Greg, married this coming week, 34 years. And I'm wild about being part of the Camp Experience Network and the great friendships and true bonded female friendships that I had no idea could exist. It's a real deal, and it's awesome.
Well, thank you, Jerry. How do people get a hold of you? Please tell them your website, and we'll also, of course, post it, but tell them how to find you.
My website is complete, N for nutrition, A for alliance, completena.com.
Great. Well, Jerry Keir, again, you are one of my superheroes of life, not only because you've helped me live my most healthy, best life, but also because you are a sister and a friend, and we work for the same boss in this world, doing good and having fun. Thank you for listening to Boost Power Podcast. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, so take some of these stories and ideas and inspiration from Jerry Keir and use that in your life and your business. Please share this podcast with others who can benefit from our uplifting energy and ideas. Learn more and be a part of our sisterhood. This is your host, Betsy Wiersma.
Thank you for listening to Boost Power Podcast and plugging into stories from the journey of business and life. Our music today is by singer-songwriter Megan Burt. We are recorded at Cinder Sound Studios, and we're part of the Global Sisterhood Podcast Network, women who amplify their voices and are committed to inspiring all people with podcasts on purpose. Learn more at globalsisterhoodpodcastnetwork.com.